The Top Table is a program where 21-year-olds and under get to face people in power and get to have a platform so that they can be heard. Last night on The Top Table, Alex, who is 17 years of age and is non-binary, told the country that he did not want to go to school anymore. Such was the extent of the bullying. Let's have a listen to what Alex said.
Every week. Yeah, pretty much every week. I spent the past week dealing with harassment in my school. And in fairness,
what form does it take?
It's name calling. It's people shouting my dead name at me in the corridors, which is the name I was given at birth by my parents. And it's generally being treated like you don't belong within the school. And just building on
what does that do to you as an individual? When you go home at night and you're a strong character, what does that do to you in terms of your self-esteem?
It destroys your will to go to school. I love education. I really, really appreciate education and appreciate the education that I have. But I just don't want to go to school anymore. And just give me a minute. You were talking about education there. One of you were talking about education there earlier. We have Love for Life in. They don't go into anything about same-sex relationships, about bisexuality, about different, you know, forms that love can take, different gender expressions. These are all things that should be encouraged by the Education Authority, but aren't. There should be guidelines for supporting trans young people in schools, but there aren't.
Well, there was a lot of reaction to that comment from Alex last night. I've been speaking to Alex again this morning, and I began by asking them to explain how it felt watching themselves on television last night.
Well, I was actually sitting with my dad and my stepmom whenever we were watching it. So I was kind of nervous. I kind of didn't know how they would react to it. But it's not like they didn't know that I was being bullied, but I don't know if they expected me to say it on telly. It looked really harrowing. If it was someone else, if it was another trans person saying it, I would probably make more of a deal out of it. But because it's me, I feel like, oh, well, I'm fine, I can deal with it. But my main thing with my school right now is trying to make sure that any trans person that goes through the school after me has an easier time than I did.
But you do know it. I know you're an intelligent person. You do know that it is shocking, and it is not acceptable that someone 17 years of age—that's how old you are—saying that you don't want to go to school anymore. You don't want to get an education because you're being bullied.
I know.
Is it bad?
It is. Well, honestly, thanks to the school I'm in, they've actually tried to deal with it. They've actually dealt with most of it quite well. But it's a case of whack-a-mole. Like, you stamp bullying out in one instance, you suspend someone, or you adequately, you know, teach someone how to be respectful, and another bully will just pop up in their place.
So
it really is a game of whack-a-mole.
And what does it do to you? That why do you not want to go to school? When you get up in the morning, what's it feel like?
To be honest, it's just that I know that I'm going to have to walk through the corridors, and I know that people are going to say things to me in the corridors, and I know that people are going to shout things at me. There was one time on the bus, I got on, and I heard someone shouting from the back, "Oh, here's Caitlyn Jenner." And it's just like, it's little things like that just make you want to, like, not turn up and just stop and, you know, just stay home at school, or stay home from school and do a bit of self-care. Like, it's not an option, but, you know, it is quite rough, to be honest. It is, like...
And when you say this is happening...
As other people.
When you say this is happening on a weekly basis, is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot... I don't think in my memory I went one week without getting a comment fired at me. I'm always walking through the school knowing that these people don't like me, and knowing that Some of them have bullied me and some of them have harassed me. So it's made it a really unsafe environment. But in fairness to my school now, they have done their best to stamp it out any kind of reported bullying to them.
And if they were listening, the people, the bullies who are doing this, if they were listening, can you let them hear the impact it does have on you as a human being?
At times I've been like, oh, why did I come out? Why did I expose myself to this vitriol? And it made it really tough for me to actually be me and still be safe.
Why did you decide to do the programme? Because that's a big programme and you're putting yourself in front of a lot of people.
You're right. Honestly, I watched the first one, actually, and I found it really enjoyable. And I just thought, you know what, I could do that. I did the show because I thought it looked really good, and I thought, I want to actually raise some issues on this. And I want to bring some attention to, you know, some of the issues that the wider LGBT community faces. And I think Jim Allister actually did that for me, but, you know, I thought it was a really good experience.
And on the wider issue, beyond your bullying, the bullying of you, for those people who say young people, oh, they're not really mature enough to talk about politics, they don't have much to say, they don't care, I think what that programme is doing, certainly in the last two shows, it's showing that there are quite a few young, passionate, articulate people who want to get involved in this country. Can you articulate how you feel about wanting a voice, wanting to engage in politics and all the different issues?
Well, you know, we're kind of 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds are robbed of a voice because they're robbed of a vote. We don't get a choice to elect who we feel would best represent us. So that show actually gave us a huge voice. And I don't know what the viewership ratings are, but from the Twitter activity, it seems like a lot of people were watching it. And I think doing more things like that to raise the profile of young people, politics is all me and my friends talk about. It's not as if this is a fringe issue. Like, it is really important.
What's it going to be like in school today, do you think?
I hope it'll be fine. I trust that, you know, once people have seen it, hopefully they might recognise that I'm a human being and treat me as such.
Oh, Alex, you wish that the people in your school would see you as a human being.
I feel like a lot of them just see me as the trans person. That trans person in seventh year. You know, like it's... I feel like a lot of them don't actually know that, you know, I actually, like, I do have feelings.